From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In the news today, something we rarely see in Washington, a group of senators unveiled a bipartisan bill.
Yeah, imagine that. It would reform the criminal justice system by reducing mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenders, enhancing prisoner rehab and job training programs, and largely banning solitary confinement for juveniles. Advocates of reform point to statistics like this. Back in 1980, the federal prison population was less than 25,000. Now it's almost 10 times that. We're going to hear now from both a Republican and a Democrat who are behind this bill. First, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, chair of the Judiciary Committee. And Senator, do you think that in the midst of this political season, this kind of legislation has a chance of making it through the Senate and the House?
The answer is yes, and I think all you got to do is look at the people that were involved in this compromise, the same people that were at the news conference, and when you get the various interests from right to left on a compromise in the true spirit of the way the Senate has to work, and we proved in this bill that we can work that way. Yes, I think it's got a very good chance of passage.
And for you, is this about reducing the prison population, or is this about people who have had unfair sentences or sentences that are now seen as unfair?
I would say both, but the latter more important than the former. I don't like to measure public policy just by money, and particularly where people's lives are being affected. I think you got to look at it from the other standpoint, too. And then what I have seen that maybe influences me to some extent is that there's been a lot of changes in our political laboratories, meaning our state legislatures. And I don't know how many states have changed, but a good share of them have gotten good publicity. And I think that there's something to learn from what the states have done.
When do you think that we will see this on the floor of the Senate, this bill?
I'd rather have you ask me when will you see it on committee. We're going to get it on the committee agenda just as soon as we can. It's something we got to move quickly.
And do you think that Senator McConnell will take it to the floor if it gets through committee?
I believe the extent to which we can show him we got 60 votes, the answer is yes. Because this fall is going to be very busy, and he's not going to take up something just for the sake of taking it up. He wants to know that we can get it done quickly. And so we'll have to show him 60 votes. But I think we'll be able to do it.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, chair of the Judiciary Committee and one of the senators behind this new criminal justice reform bill out today. Senator, thank you.
Thank you.
Another senator involved in the bill is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, and he joins us. Senator, I'm curious what you think of what I just asked Senator Grassley. How much of this effort is driven by the idea that some sentences are unfair, and how much of it is about cost and the overcrowding of prisons?
I think a lot of different interests came together to build a coalition as broad as, you know, Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. And clearly, cost and reducing prison populations was one. Clearly, trying to make sure that the system was actually operating fairly was a vital piece of all of this. And I think all of it was enabled by the fact that in a lot of cases at the state level, particularly in my home state of Rhode Island, we have seen elements of this bill actually work. And we have seen prison populations come down and public safety go up.
There are some people even still who are saying this isn't going far enough. People on the liberal side who are saying this does not go far enough to reform the criminal justice system.
Well, nobody is going to get, you know, everything they want all at once in this very divided Congress.
But what did you not get that you would have wanted in this?
Actually, I'm pretty comfortable with where we are. I'm one of the happier customers because our bill came through really quite intact, and most of the things that got added I support. And I recognize that while there has been injustice and discrimination in our criminal justice system, there's also been a lot of justice meted out. And there's some very dangerous people who are incarcerated as a result. So I'm one of the most satisfied participants, I think, in this process.
And what's the risk that somebody like a Donald Trump, who's leading the field on the Republican side, looks at this bill and goes out and says this is weak on crime or something like that, and lawmakers get scared away from doing what they would otherwise do?
I don't think Donald Trump has that kind of sway in the Senate. I think when you look on the Republican side at, again, who was on the podium, you had Senator Cornyn and Senator Grassley, but you also had Mike Lee, who's an arch conservative from Utah. You had Senator Tim Scott, who's extremely conservative from South Carolina. And so it's not as if we've picked off one kind of more liberal or moderate section of the Republican Party to work with. This is a wide, wide ideological spectrum that has come into agreement on these points.
Senator Whitehouse, before I let you go, do you think that Joe Biden should get into the race for 2016?
I would not recommend it. I think that the day he does, the Republican attack machine descends on him and his life gets a lot less pleasant. And I think with all he's got going on, that would be an unhappy day for him. But it's his call. He's a friend. I wish him well, whatever he does.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, and one of the senators behind this criminal justice reform proposal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.